The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 21st chapter. Jesus said to his disciples, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and with great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." Then he told them a parable. "Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourself and know that summer is already near. So also when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard, so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life. And that day does not catch you unexpectedly, like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place, and to stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from the one true God who creates, redeems, and sustains us this morning and always. Amen. I want to start this morning with an informal poll. Please be truthful with your responses, okay? Don't worry about getting anything right or wrong. This is a judgment-free zone. There is no scorekeeping, okay? Question number one. Raise your hand if before arriving at church this morning, you knew that today was the first Sunday in Advent. Pretty good. Pretty good. For those of you who raised your hands, how many of you came to worship this morning excited to see the blue pyramids and the trees and to light the wreath and the sing maybe O Come Emmanuel like we did? Raise your hand if that was exciting for you, something you were looking forward to. Good. Now for everyone, when you hear the word Advent, do you associate it with, you know, like punching out the little cardboard doors on the Advent calendar, taking a little piece of chocolate candy or a prize with the lighting of the candles, the sort of countdown between Thanksgiving and Christmas? Does that come to mind when you hear the word Advent? Raise your hand. Yeah, right? Okay, finally. How many of you, whether you knew this was the first Sunday of Advent before you got to church, or you just found out now, right, or you got here and were like, oh, ooh, it's Advent, that's right. How many of you were super stoked this morning to hear Jesus talk about signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and distress among nations, and how heaven and earth will pass away? Raise your hand. I know, right? You weren't. Neither was I, right? Yikes! Friends, if you were sitting there this morning filled with Christmassy visions of sweet little babies and cattle lowing and sweet, slightly somber music about lighting candles and waiting for the Messiah and stuff, with all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you hear Apocalypse Now, Jesus, talking some scary stuff about the coming of the Son of Man and be on guard so that you don't get caught like in a trap, and how you'd better be alert at all times and pray that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and how you got to be ready to stand before the Son of Man. If you were surprised, raise your hand. What is this stuff? Seriously, who was ready today? Which of you were on guard this morning? We've all been a little sleepy, I think. A little Thanksgiving haze, right? This is some scary stuff for a Sunday morning. This is hard to hear in the midst of the holidays. These warm and cozy days. And I hate to break it to you, but this is only the beginning. For the next 2 weeks, we'll be hearing from John the Baptist. Scary old, weird old John the Baptist out there in the wilderness shouting about preparing the way and calling everybody a brood of vipers with his locust and honey breath and wild hair and whatever. And then, to top it all off, on the last Sunday in Advent, just before Christmas Eve, we will hear Mary's song, the Magnificat. A pregnant woman's cry of rejoicing that calls for the great reversal of things, of God's favoring the downtrodden and placing the last first and the first last. A true apocalyptic vision of a protest song of praise, if ever there was one, Mary's song. And I'm not even getting into the other prophets that we'll hear from this month. Those Old Testament wild men, Jeremiah, Malachi, Isaiah, and Micah. So you might be wondering, what on earth is going on here? Why are we talking about this heavy, heavy stuff as we count down the days to Christmas? Why, in the midst of lighting these candles in the spirit of hope, peace, joy, and love, are we talking about this dark, scary stuff? For encouragement. What? Encouragement? Yes! Encouragement. Jesus' words to his disciples here, stark and striking though they may be, are reminders to them and to us that our faith matters. Our trust in what God has done, is doing, and will do matters. Our lives, our experiences, our prayers, our relationships with one another matter. The hope of our salvation matters, and that salvation is real in the presence of Jesus Christ. But that salvation that we find in the presence of Christ isn't only about the future. That salvation that we find in the presence of Christ isn't only about that silent night so long, long ago. There is something about us humans that drives us to plant our feet in two opposing streams. One in the river flowing backwards toward the past, and one in the river flowing forwards toward the future, and we teeter and totter, straddling the present moment, while struggling to find a firm foothold in the rushing waters moving in opposite directions. Those others, while also hoping that we won't wind up flat on our butts in the present moment. This time of year, this moment between Thanksgiving and Christmas is maybe one of the times where we are most likely to adopt this teetery-tottery pose, this stance that has us caught between grieving the past and stressing out about the future. Maybe we're worried that this holiday won't measure up to the ones we remember. Maybe we are in mourning and just know that this time without them will be too different, too difficult, that it will feel less like a holiday and more like a hollow day. Maybe we know that this one can never compare to those precious memories of holidays past. Or maybe we're worried about making this next holiday as special as those we remember, or even more special. Maybe we're overstretching ourselves financially to try and guarantee that this next holiday will top the last and even the one before that. Pastor Eugene Peterson, author of The Message, a popular interpretive translation of the Bible into common everyday vernacular, gives us Jesus' words this way. But be on your guard. Don't let the sharp edge of your expectation get dulled by parties and drinking and shopping. Otherwise, that day is going to take you by complete surprise, spring on you suddenly like a trap, for it's going to come on everyone everywhere at once. So whatever you do, don't fall asleep at the wheel. Pray constantly that you will have the strength and wits to make it through everything that's coming and end up on your feet before the Son of Man. You see, this season of Advent, this pregnant pause between what was and what is to come, this moment is about preparing. Not simply for the birth of our Lord Jesus, not only for the second coming in glory of our Christ, but it is also about being ready right now to receive God's holy presence in the gathering and in the sending, in the confessing and in the forgiving, in the breaking of the bread and of the pouring of the wine, in the lives and the stories and the love of the world around us. In the Gospel of Luke, the salvific power of God is in the presence of Jesus Christ. And that presence isn't just something we commemorate this time of year. That presence isn't only something we yearn for at the end of our days. That presence is here, now, waiting to fill us with the peace of Christ. We need only be open to it. So be on guard, people of God. For heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God is forever. Yesterday, tomorrow, and today too. Amen.